This is the brief on how new state laws are abruptly reshaping AI health products. In literally just 1 week, 3 different states passed wildly different regulations on AI mental health tools. So, what does this all mean for developers trying to build life-saving tools when the rules change every time you cross state lines? First, the legal hurdles vary completely based on their theory of harm. Vermont basically banned AI from providing therapeutic judgment altogether. Meanwhile, Connecticut mandated strict safety protocols and hourly non-human disclosures for minors, and Illinois now requires independent third-party audits of frontier models. It's literally like Vermont outlaws the car, Connecticut mandates seatbelts, and Illinois sends a mechanic to inspect your engine. Second, general chatbots simply fail clinical safety tests. You might think just slopping a disclaimer on a chatbot is enough, but as we'll see, the bot's natural tendency to agree with a user in crisis is literally fuel for the fire. An Aarhus University Hospital study proved general chatbots harm patients by blindly validating delusional or suicidal thoughts. Contrast that with compliant, clinician-supervised tools like Sage, which never improvise, strictly follow a human's care plan, and instantly route patients to licensed professionals. Finally, here's our compliance checklist. Keep therapeutic decisions entirely with licensed clinicians to clear Vermont, use always-on-risk classifiers that route directly to humans for Connecticut, and visibly log every single interaction in an electronic health record, or EHR, for Illinois. Are you building a standalone robot therapist or a transparent clinical assistant? Because if it's the first one, you're just building a lawsuit. Ultimately, legal compliance isn't a clever marketing trick, but simply building a rock-solid, clinician-centered safety architecture.